Hey everyone, and welcome back to another deep dive. I always love this time of year. I mean, I love the holiday season, but I also love that things slow down enough that we can just take stock,
Yeah, take a breath.
take a breath and look back and be like, wow,
Absolutely.
like what a year it's been. I mean, it's crazy what we've all seen just in the last 12 months.
It is.
And especially what happened over the holidays. So that's actually what today's deep dive is all about.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're gonna do what we always do,
Yeah.
get into some of the big stories that were happening around the world
Okay.
and like think about what they mean and,
Yeah.
what they might tell us about the year ahead. So I've been going through a bunch of different news sources, looking at everything from geopolitics to economic indicators to the price of bitumen.
Attunement, you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But actually, that's going to be pretty interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Okay, well, let's start with the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Yeah.
That's been going on for a while now.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was a pretty major development on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, a massive missile and drone attack on Ukraine.
Yeah, that's never good. And I wonder if the timing on Christmas Day is significant.
Yeah, it's hard to say for sure, but Russia has definitely used holidays before to, try to catch people off guard.
Yeah, I got a bit of an advantage, maybe.
Exactly. And it could also be a way to,
Yeah.
try to make Ukraine look bad on the international
Oh,
stage.
you mean like try to portray them as the aggressors because they're
Yeah,
disrupting a holiday?
exactly.
Wow, it's just cynical.
It is, but unfortunately, it's the kind of thing we've come to expect.
You're right.
Okay, so while all that's going on in Europe, there's also been some news out of Syria.
Oh, really? Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago how there was a new government formed
Yeah.
and it seemed like things might be settling down?
Yeah, there was all that talk about embassies reopening.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed really promising.
Yeah.
But there have been reports of some new unrest.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I know it's a really complex situation over there.
It is. You've got all these different factions and, years of conflict. It's tough.
And it just goes to show,
Yeah.
that peace is a fragile thing.
Very much so.
Especially in a region like that.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the Middle East.
All right.
There have been some interesting developments in the Israel-Hamas negotiations.
Oh, yeah, those have been dragging on for a while.
Yeah, and I think last time we talked about this, there was a lot of pessimism, but it seems like there might actually be some progress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's talk of potential agreements, but there's still some major sticking points.
Okay, like where?
Well, the biggest ones are prisoner exchanges and Geo. The withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza.
Ah, those are big ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sensitive stuff.
For sure.
Decades of conflict,
Yeah, it's not going to be easy to resolve.
No, it's not. But if they can pull it off, it could be huge.
Really stabilize the region.
Exactly.
But if it falls apart, wow.
Yeah, it could make things even worse.
Okay, so it's a high stakes game.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit
Okay.
and talk about the global economy.
Yeah.
So remember how everyone was worried about inflation in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, that was a big story.
Well, right before Christmas, those inflation figures came out lower than expected.
Really?
Yeah, and that seems to have had a big impact on the oil markets.
I can see how that would happen, yeah.
Because people started thinking that maybe the Fed, the Federal Reserve wouldn't have to raise interest rates as aggressively.
Oh, I see. So that led to more optimism about the economy and higher oil prices.
Yeah, exactly. And there were also some concerns about oil supply.
Okay, so a combination of factors.
Yeah, and it all kind of came together to push prices up right before the holidays.
Interesting. Okay, so how much did prices actually go up?
Oh, Brent crude oil, which is a major benchmark,
Yeah.
hit $73 a barrel, and Singapore's 180 CST.
180 CST.
Yeah, it's a specific type of fuel oil,
Okay.
closed at $447.
So that's going to have ripple effects.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, everything from fuel costs to, the price of goods and services.
Yeah, basically everything.
Exactly. Okay, so
Right.
we talk about oil a lot, but I was also reading about bitumen prices.
Bitumen. Okay, now this I'm curious about.
Yeah, so apparently they've been pretty stable in Bahrain at $395.
395. Okay.
But there's been a lot of fluctuation in other places,
Oh, really? Like
like
where?
Singapore and South Korea and Europe.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay, so first of all, remind me, what exactly is bitumen again?
Oh, yeah. So it's basically this thick
Yeah.
black material that comes from crude oil.
Okay.
And it's mainly used for road construction
Road construction.
on roofing.
Okay, so if the price is stable in Bahrain, maybe that means they've got a lot of construction going
Yeah,
on.
that's one possibility.
And the fluctuations elsewhere could be due to, you know, changes in demand or
Yeah,
economic conditions.
exactly. And then there's India, where prices are expected to drop in January.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you've got Iran, which is having all sorts of economic problems right now.
Oh, yeah, I read about that cold weather pollution, currency fluctuations.
Yeah, but even with all that, their Bitumen prices are holding steady.
Wow, that's
It
fascinating.
is. It's like all these seemingly random events,
Yeah.
from a war in Europe to the price of construction materials in Asia,
Yeah.
are all connected.
They are, and it really makes you think about how all these global events can actually impact our own lives.
Yeah, like how will the rising price of oil affect you?
Good question.
Right? Will it change how much you drive or what you buy at the grocery store? And what about all this instability in different parts of the world? Could that lead to shortages or price increases for things we use every day? And these are all things we're thinking about.
Definitely, it's a good reminder that we're all connected.
We are. So, as we head into the new year, keep that in mind. What happens on the other side of the world can have a real impact on your life. Until next time, keep diving deep.